This article was originally published on popzara.com. Read this and more on our website. Some say the world will end in fire, some say in ice. I'm not really sure which I'd choose, personally, though everybody sure is afraid of that chat robot from AOL Instant Messenger these days. Maybe that'll be what finally does us in. Either way, let's see if we can get some ideas by experiencing a different flavor of apocalypse in Miasma Chronicles, a new tactical RPG from the Bearded Ladies. The world. It's been destroyed yet again. Man, Earth really just gets shafted all the time these days, doesn't it? This time there's a horrible particulate mist called Miasma tearing up the land, turning animals into monsters, stirring up spooky storms. It's basically the worst. Our hero, Elvis, is heading out into the miasma-ravaged state of Kentucky to find his adoptive mother, who's left him clues to her whereabouts and a miasma-controlling glove that he's slowly learning how to use. Elvis and his brother Diggs, a repurposed mining robot, will have to fight their way to her and maybe learn a little bit about how the world got this way as they do it. Miasma Chronicles is a tactical turn-based RPG that owes a lot to the modern XCOM series. Your party and the enemies move in phases, with a lot of emphasis placed on proper positioning in order to keep your characters safe. Combatants can take cover for a defensive boost, but they're vulnerable to flanking attacks from the side or back. A lot of time will be spent figuring out how to best utilize available cover while still leaving flanking opportunities open for your own use. It's very difficult but also satisfying as anything to finally get the jump on some baddies. If you've played the developer's previous title Mutant, Year Zero, you've got the idea. Getting the jump on baddies is, in fact, at the heart of one of Miasma Chronicles' more memorable changes to the XCOM formula. You can split your party up and manually control characters as they sneak around before fights, allowing you to set up perfectly positioned ambushes and claim the advantage right from the start of a conflict. Characters armed with silenced weapons can even take out weaker foes altogether without alerting the rest of the group, thinning out the herd before the fight begins. This additional layer of complexity helps each fight feel like an event rather than just going through the motions. Outside of combat, you've got a fair amount of character customization, exploration and trading to dive into. Party members have skill trees that allow them to specialize in different ways, with free respects available so you can try different strategies. It's also possible to find and modify new weapons, consumable items and miasma controlling powers. Some of these goodies can be pretty surprising. A personal favorite was a weapon that fired bouncy discs, allowing you to ricochet your shots around and hit enemies from behind cover. The unique setting also makes exploration worthwhile, since you'll find plenty of logs, flavor and side quests as you keep digging around. Miasma Chronicles setting does a lot for its presentation as well. We've seen post-apocalypses before, sure, but the Miasma's nature makes for some very memorable combat set pieces and enemies to battle. While also available on current-gen consoles, Miasma Chronicles also runs like Miasma Infested Butter on PC, so if you've got a killer rig that might be the platform to try. The combination of satisfying tactical combat, a compelling plot and one of the more unique twists on the end of the world that we've seen in some time make Miasma Chronicles a winner. You'll need to be patient if you want to get anywhere with this one given the unforgiving nature of its combat, but players willing to put in the time will be greatly rewarded. It's one of the better RPGs I've played this year. Highly recommended. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on popzara.com.